I grew up in a Christian home. My parents did their best to raise me with a good knowledge of the Bible in general, and the Gospel in particular, and every week I'd go to a Sunday school, a church, as well as the midweek kids' meetings. Looking back, I can see that I became desensitized to God's word. I was subject to it every week, I wore smart clothes on Sundays, I never took the Lord's name in vain, remembered the memory verses, and generally I felt safe. It never occurred to me that I needed to acknowledge that I was a sinner and apologize to God. The gospel message was for other people who did bad things, like swearing or smoking. I was fine because I was generally a good boy who followed most of the rules. When I was 12, my dad entered the ministry, and his first pastorate was a small Baptist church in Wales. Pews, an organ, slag heaps, a typical Welsh chapel in a typical Welsh valley. I didn't want to move, but we'd moved fairly recently before that, so I'd already faded from a lot of my friendship circles and didn't kick up too much of a fuss. My parents took the decision to homeschool me through my remaining high school years, partly because the local schools didn't have a great reputation, but also because South Wales was a lot rougher than North Devon, and aside from being a polite, unrebellious kid, the fact that I was English was enough to put a target on my back. For the most part, I followed a fairly typical UK curriculum, though one of my lessons was a Bible study. One day, whilst reading Psalms, I came across a passage that spoke of God consuming and destroying his enemies. I found that pretty scary, but got over it fairly quickly. Then, one night around the same sort of time, I dreamed that I was standing before God's judgment seat. I can't remember saying anything, but I was thrown into the lake of fire, and I just kept falling. That shook me up, and I had a quick pray, saying what I understood to be the magic words, something along the lines of, "I'm really sorry, please come into my life." It was reactionary and insincere, but I assumed it would cover my back. I'd opened my heart to the possibility of God, and I can now look back and from that point in time really identify God working in my life, arranging situations and positioning people to point me to him. However, in that moment, it felt like nothing had changed, and life went on. As a result of homeschooling, I grew more insular, had minimal external social interaction, and around other people I felt awkward and shy. I had a lot of godly influence and biblical knowledge, but only one friend. However, as my parents had the foresight to follow a standard curriculum, I was able to take a handful of GCSEs, and it was decided that I would re-enter society and go to the local sixth form. It was a huge culture shock. I could talk to people who weren't my family, eat whatever food I liked. I had independence and a level of autonomy like never before. From having nobody around to being surrounded by peers was completely insane, and I stuck out like a sore thumb. Here were potential friends, and all I wanted to do was fit in, and so I did. My new friends thought I was a decent enough guy. I still went to church, but my language deteriorated. I became very cruel to my family, and I didn't put any effort into my studies, as I was too busy socialising. By the time I scraped a few qualifications and was accepted into university, my mum had more or less given up on me being saved, and I was on the verge of being thrown out. I left home, and despite God sitting me next to a Christian guy from Essex on the university taster day, and then putting me in a flat with two more Christians, I ignored him and got further and further away. I attended church and the Christian Union on and off, but the rest of the time I was living the typical secular student life and dating a girl who wasn't a Christian. When that relationship turned sour, I started using soft drugs. It was an easy and convenient way of not dealing with the situations I couldn't control. Through God's grace, I finished university and got my degree. 2 weeks later, not feeling ready to be in the real world, I packed up my life and went to live in Italy, far away from any meaningful Christian influence, where I could just relax and not think about anything important. Or so I thought. It really is pointless trying to run from God, though. In July 2011, I got a message from a friend I'd met at Christian Union. It was completely out of the blue, and read, "Have you been keeping up with the Lord? I have just read the most incredible book. I think you would get a buzz off it. Can I post you a copy?" I said sure, but then ended up going to Germany for a month, so it wasn't until September that I got a copy of Keith Green's biography, No Compromise, in the post. You may have heard of him, and you'll definitely have heard or sung the hymns he's written, my favourite being There Is a Redeemer. Keith Green was an American who grew up in the 60s and 70s. He had a massive drive to find the meaning of life, and experimented with every drug and religion he could find in order to find the answer. Eventually, he found God, was saved, and became an evangelist and hymn writer. God really spoke to me through Keith's life, and I read the final chapters in tears. I started picking bits out of the Bible at random to read, which is always dangerous, and eventually my dad pointed me towards Paul's letter to the Romans. It didn't make a fantastic amount of sense to me, despite my Christian background, but then my dad sent me a commentary which I read alongside it. Romans explained that the righteousness of God is revealed through faith, that I was guilty before him and deserved judgment, and that I couldn't do anything to earn forgiveness. It then spoke about God's grace in sending Jesus to die for me. It also contains a lot of instruction on how we should be living as Christians. And as I got to the end of the book, I realised that this saving grace was what I both needed and wanted. And that was when I sincerely repented and asked Jesus into my life. I stayed in Italy for another 8 or 9 months, using my spare time to read my Bible alongside various commentaries. On returning to Wales, I spent a short time searching around for a church before committing to one in the next town. And it was there in early 2013 that I was baptised. God has not finished his work with me, but I know my salvation is secure in him.